My name is Hannah Beal. I am 18 years old. Today is April 23rd, 2018, and I am speaking with David Beal, who is my dad. We are recording this in Clemson / Somerville, South Carolina. Okay. Dad, can you tell me the story of how you met Mom?
Like the long version or the short version?
Whatever you want to share, I guess.
Okay. Basically, a friend of a friend came over to my house, and your mom was with her, and that was it.
Wow, that's so romantic. Okay. What was I like as a child?
What was you like as a child?
Yeah.
Huge, shaggy, curly hair. You love to wear big, giant hats. You were feisty as hell. I used to call you my little monster or my little badass, and you thought it was like a mean thing. But you were just very smart, very feisty, very spirited, and never, ever, ever, ever wrong.
That's still true.
Yeah, it actually is.
Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories of me?
It wasn't the first time that you brought Caleb to our house. I don't know. Most of my memories, almost all of my memories of you were happy. One of the, I remember more than a lot of things. There's a picture of you with that Kiss My Ass hat on. You're maybe 3 or 4 years old. Big, thick, curly hair, and you were sitting on the bed at that beach house we had rented for like a summer vacation.
Yeah, I know that picture.
Yeah, and you're just sort of leaning back, sort of a half lean, like just looking into the camera, like, I'm pretty much it. Nothing else matters.
Okay.
And that's just, I guess, that's one of my big memories, because that's pretty much your personality, and you're just, it's just funny that personalities are funny, because you don't, like I know you now as 18, going on 19 years old, but that picture was you when you were 3, and that picture is you when you were 13, and when you were 18, you know, you're just sort of never bad, never, it's just like, I know what I want in life, and I'm pretty much going to do it, and there's nothing you can say or do about it.
Can you tell me about one of your least happy memories of me?
Yeah, you brought a kid named Caleb over to the house.
All right, you gotta stop. This is gonna be recorded forever.
No, I don't know. I can't really think of, I don't know. I'm a dad, so I don't really have any bad memories or least favorite memories of you. I love everything about you.
Yeah, that's the right answer.
It's a true answer, though.
Okay, if you could do it over again, how would you raise me differently?
I wouldn't change it. Absolutely would not change a thing. And that's not just trying to be nice. I wouldn't change a thing.
What is?
I would try to spend less time starting businesses and more time with you. But as far as the way you were raised and the way you turned out, I wouldn't change a thing.
That's sweet. What is your best advice for raising kids?
It's hard because when most people are raising kids, they're young. So we don't know anything. Like, when your sister was born, we didn't even have a bather. Like, your nana had to tell us how to bather. But, you know, we thought we were ready to have kids. And then we brought a kid home, and we didn't even know how to give her a bath. So, I mean, I don't know. Just love them and do the best you can. I think love gets you through all the other stuff. We just loved you and your sister more than anything in the world. And, I don't know, it just sort of seemed to work.
What are your wishes for me?
I wish, like all dads, I wish happiness, I wish success, I want you to be happy, I want you to, you know, the things that you love, I want you to have more of those, the thing that you hate, I want you to have less, I want you to graduate from Clemson, I want you to, get a good job, have a good career, make money so that you can have the things that you want and your family wants, and I want you to have a bunch of little babies that can run around and I can spoil. Yeah, I just want what all dads want. I want you to be happy and successful.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? Like, what were you like as a child?
It was a lot like the picture I explained with you. I was pretty feisty. I was one of four children. I was the second of four. My dad was in the Navy, so we lived in a lot of different places. We usually stayed 2 to 3 years, and then we moved. So mostly growing up, you know, you learn how to adapt. You don't have any lifelong friends, so you learn how to be silly or funny or whatever to meet friends quickly. And then you lose them when you move on to the next set.
Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences in your life?
One for sure was your Nana, your mom's mom. She loved me when she didn't have to. And she, you know, she cared about me when she didn't have to, and she straightened me out. So your mother and probably your mother's mother, your Nana, changed my whole life. They accepted me for who I was, and at the same time, they tried to make me better, a better person than I was or that I may have been. They just, I don't know, they were really big influences. Your mom loved me and cared for me. Your Nana loved me and cared for me. When at the time, I was just a young, stupid teenager. Could have gone any direction, but those two wanted me. They thought I could be better, and they pushed me to be better, so I think that's one of the reasons I was.
What advice would you give your teenage self?
Don't be a dumbass. Don't think you can save the world. Don't think that you know everything, because you don't. When you get older, you realize that, I don't know, if I could go back to being 18 and tell myself, hey, do this or do that, I would get right out of high school, go right into college, and work my ass off at that, and not go straight into work. And, you know, I think I did things probably the hard way most of my life, because I always thought I knew, even though deep down I really didn't. So probably just go straight to college, take it seriously, don't get into trouble. And just, I don't know, if I would have went straight into college instead of working, you know, for years and years and years for the degree I got, it would have been a little better.
Yeah.
It may not have changed anything, but in my mind, it would have been.
Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today?
And this is going to sound corny again, but the birth of your sister and the birth of you absolutely changed me, because I wanted babies more than anything in the world. There's nothing, even today, I want babies, but my stupid daughters won't give me any grandbabies. But your sister being born and you being born changed me for the better. They made me, both of you made me a better person. You made me want to be a good father. And then you kicked my ass on the way through it.
Sorry.
That was a good thing. I loved it.
Are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
Besides meeting Caleb?
You gotta quit.
yeah, there's lots of negative things. There's lots of stupid things, you know. All of us, all dads do stupid things. We say stupid things, you know, we drink too much, I don't know. There's lots of negative things I've done in my life. It's absolutely not been perfect, but for the most part, I wouldn't change anything.
Yeah. Can you tell me one of your happiest memories, like all-time happiest?
First kiss with your mother was pretty special.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Can you tell me about your old first kiss?
Yeah, it's not going to happen. I'm going to tell it on the damn recording.
What? This is important.
Yeah, not for recording, it's not. But happiest memories were, you know, I think most dads, or at least good dads, are going to say, I'm nothing happier than when your sister was born, because she was my first baby. And then after that, nothing happier than when you were born, because, you know, we just wanted you and needed you more than anything in the world. You know, we're just our little angels, our little true life angels. And people say that, but when you're a dad, you mean it. You really and truly are pretty damn special.
What are you proudest of personally, and then what are you proudest of professionally in your life?
Personally, again, being married 26 years to your mother, having two babies, one's a second grade teacher and one is working on her college degree now to be for, you know, professional life. Absolutely, you know, two or three of the best things I ever did professionally. We did lots of cool stuff. You know, we used to buy the beach houses and all that stuff, and had the first franchise with Spark Club, second franchise with Outlings. You know, all that stuff was cool.
What about the work you're doing now with Charleston Ship, like the big jobs you have?
I mean, they're cool, but it's all just work. I mean, I don't know, professionally and personally, professionally really doesn't mean anything anymore after after babies, you know. All the professional stuff is just a means to an end. It's just a way to have money to do the stuff for your family.
Yeah.
We did some really cool stuff professionally. I don't, but it's not nearly as important as raising the babies.
Mhm. What are you most grateful for?
Your mother and your Nana. Because without those two, I wouldn't have had you and your sister.
You ever told them that?
More than once.
Okay.
Probably more than 100 times.
Okay, this is the last question. Thinking about your family many generations from now and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there anything that you want to say to them? Any wisdom or advice you would like to share?
More than anything, and this applies to your sister more than anything right now, but it's going to apply to you maybe one day or 50 years from now, you know, another kid. Just be happy. Your mother has made me happy, so it makes everything else easier. Your Nana has made me happy. Your sister is not happy right now. All the issues and all the problems and all the things that, you know, affect her life right now go back to her not being happy. So it's the same with you. It's the same with your children and your children's children. If you're happy, everything else is so much easier. If you just find somebody and spend your life with somebody that makes you happy and makes you want to be a good person, everything else just sort of falls into place. You know, the money comes, all the other silliness just happens. Because if you're happy, I don't know, it's just everything else is easy. Like, I don't mind working 80 hours in a week because it makes you happy. It makes Megan happy. It makes my, you know, it's just weird how happiness changes everything when you're fighting or when you're arguing or when you're just like stressed out about something or when you're, I don't know. When you're happy, everything else works. And happy means like in love, you know, truly in love with somebody that loves you back and doesn't mind working 80 hours with you, or 10 hours, you know, whatever it ends up being. If you're both happy and you're both working for the same goals, everything else works out.
Okay, well, this is the end of the podcast. I just want you to know that you're really important to me, and I'm really thankful that you did this with me. And I love you, and I'm really proud of everything that you've done.
I'm proud of you too, baby, and I love you more than anything in the whole world.
Ha, now the whole world knows it.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, I love you.
Love you, bye.